What's on your mind, Cairns? 1-300-872-911. Mac is waiting to take your call. Classic Hits 846-4CA.
Now, in recent times, we've been following the fortunes of YAPS, the Young Animal Protection Society. Gee, they've done it tough. It's been a hell of a battle funding-wise, but this might be good news. It's on page 6 of the Cairns Post today. A re-elected state Labor government would commit to providing up to $1 million to the Young Animal Protection Society to upgrade their current facilities in Cairns. The Ag Minister, this is Mark Furness, said this new funding would be an important boost to YAPS. President Margaret Cochran said that the funding would be a massive win for the organisation and help them complete their much-needed facility upgrades. Margie Cochran, President of YAPS and former Deputy Mayor, is on the line. Hello, Marg.
Hello, John.
A massive boost, $1 million. Actually, let's go back to the struggle you've had the last couple of years funding-wise, building-wise, etc.
John, life has always been a struggle for YAPS. As you know, we take in all the refuge dogs, all the abandoned animals, all the surrendered animals around town. And we are a no-kill facility, so if we take an animal in, that animal stays with us until it's rehomed. Whether it's 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, it doesn't really matter. We have had dogs in many, many years before they get rehomed. So that's a big cost on us. Boarding is our income stream, and we are very fortunate that we do get good boarding numbers, but that has to carry us through. And generally, boarding is just over the holiday periods, being school holidays or Christmas.
Yeah.
We survive on lots and lots of donations, yeah, particularly food, of which we're very grateful. The community is wonderful. They keep dropping off bags of food for us to feed the animals, and that's tremendous. We appreciate all the donations that we get in the boxes at the supermarkets, etc. And we live on donations, technically. Over the last couple of years, we've done some refurbishment of some of the boarding kennels through state government grants. And last but by no means least, we have been recipients of estate funding from animal lovers who do leave us some money, of which goes into a development fund, because that site has required redevelopment for many, many years. The buildings that are there have served us very, very well. Most of them were built by volunteers 20, 30 years ago and are well past their use-by date. So we currently have plans at council seeking approval to build a new admin building and a new caretakers building, of which hopefully half of the $1 million will help fund that. And the second half of the $1 million, if it all comes through, will be to build some air-conditioned boarding kennels across the front of the existing complex.
Okay.
We will knock down a lot of the old, old buildings that are, as I said, have served us very, very well, but really are in need of replacement. So if this $1 million funding comes through, we will be very excited. But in the meantime, we will plod on and do our very best with what money we can get from whatever source.
So you've already obviously applied item by item for these things, and obviously the estimate is around $1 million. How long ago did this all come together?
Oh, John, we've been working on this stage one, as we call it, of the new admin building and caretakers building now for about 2 years.
Okay.
And we've had plans drawn, estimates done. You know, we've got all the paperwork in place. And that has been presented to council for a DA, development approval. And we're currently negotiating, our consultants are currently negotiating with council for that stage one. So, please God, you know, if we get the funding, if we can pick up a half a million dollars from anywhere, whether it be this promised Labor money or wherever. We will be set to go after the wet season to start this stage one.
Go away. It's interesting. You talked about this no-kill policy. It's a no-kill facility. You fundamentally take these animals until they're rehomed, and you said sometimes many years. I presume they become part of the furniture, do they? They see yaps as their home when they're there that long.
John, they become part of the family. and I can assure you that the long-term animals that will stay with us for that period of time, there are many, many tears shed
when
by
they go.
The staff.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And the volunteers. And the volunteers who come and walk them religiously every day.
Oh, God.
There's many tears shed when they say goodbye to the long-term residents, fur friends.
Why are some long-term and others not? Are some cuter than others, are they?
Yeah, some animals that we get, John, are not suitable for a normal residential situation. You know, some of them are far better off on acreage and, you know, small farms or even larger farms.
Okay.
When an adoption happens, the animal is looked at and the application is looked at to ensure that the residential site is suitable for the animal.
Okay.
Because it's no point giving somebody a dog that's an escape artist that's going to jump over a fence and cause havoc. It all goes through a very closely scrutinised process before we will rehome an animal just to anybody. Yeah.
Can I just ask you too, you mentioned these donations of food. What actually comes in the form of food? You said, I think, bags of food. What comes in donations?
Oh, the big bags of dog food, dried up dog food. Mm. Yeah, we get lots and lots of those. We get lots and lots of tin food that comes in. There are butchers around the place that send over bags of bones. Chicken places that send chicken necks and things like that that can be fed to the animals. Yep, we get all sorts of donations in the way of food.
Isn't
and we're very, very grateful about that for those, because then we don't have to expend our finances on food.
Yeah.
So, we get lots of donations, blankets and things, which all go into the kennels, onto their beds, towels and things, you name it, we get it. A lot of it, we, there's some things that we can't use, and if we can't use them, we will pass them on to other refuges that may be able to use them. So
there you go.
We'll never refuse any donations at all.
Lovely story.
Make it.
Lovely story,
Maggie.
Farm
things out.
People just love their dogs, don't they? And that's why it's always good to catch up. This is a really heartwarming story. Good luck with that $1 million.
Oh, yeah, it will be nice. Bring it on.
Exactly.
From anywhere. Thank you.
Good on you, Margie. Thank you. Margie Cochrane is the president of YAPS. She's also former deputy mayor of our city. How's the time going?